Here's a tax tip from the Von Allman School of Accountancy and the Gatton College of Business and Economics. Would you like it if you could pay zero federal income tax on some of your income? Believe it or not, there's a perfectly legal way for many people to do just that. If you're in the 10 or 15% tax bracket, your 2012 long-term capital gains and qualified dividends may be taxed at 0%. A long-term capital gain occurs when you sell stocks or other investments, provided you've owned it for more than 1 year, and qualified dividends include dividends on most stocks. You're in the 10 or 15% tax bracket of your taxable income, which, after taking deductions, is less than $35,350 for a single individual or $70,700 for a married couple filing jointly. While the gain may be tax-free on your federal tax return, you might have to pay state income tax on it. Check with a tax professional or go to the IRS's website, www.irs.gov. Tax tips on WUKY are made possible by Commerce Lexington's Access Loan Program, which provides access to financing and business advice to start or grow a business. Tyrone Tyra can help you learn more at 226-1625.